Terrible.
Indian moccasins on the big table outside afterwards, about admission 10 cents.
That's towny stuff.
Yeah. I don't know where Mark is, but I'm told he's here. I don't think I've got anything today. I'm going to leave tomorrow night. Probably fairly late, around 6-7 o'clock, and go down the river and up the bay to Aberdeen Proving Ground, getting there on Monday morning, about 200 miles, and inspect the Aberdeen Proving Ground. And a few people, the old gang goes with me, if you want to meet me there about 10 o'clock in the morning. I think you can make it in about 2 hours by motor or train. And then we'll spend about an hour there and be met by cars, motor, back to the Martin bombing plant, the Martin Able, or whatever we call it, Martin Company plant, which is about northeast section of Baltimore. And from there, go to Camp Meade, which I've never seen while I was here in Washington, all that time's being built, and back here to the White House about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No speeches.
You talked at the chemical warfare plant. It's in a storm below.
I suppose. Fred, is there anything else I should see around there?
Yes, there are a few little matters over there. I can confide to you.
Right, right.
Mr. President,
you were up and going to conference.
President, you're aware of the tripartite treaty, I believe they call it, between Japan, Germany, and Italy, signed this morning, uniting
America. I've not. I just merely heard a rumor. I can't say anything about it because I haven't had anything official.
It's not unexpected, was it?
Well, yes and no.
Were they informed, Mr.
President?
What? Were they informed of the treaty, officially?
Oh, I suppose we'll get news of whatever has been done. They may have it in the State Department by now. I am sending to the Senate a long list of appointments which look formidable, but they are merely to bring the rank in the Army up to the very large number of additional men who will be in the service. There are about 30, I think. Something like that. Brigadier generals will be promoted to major general. In other words, the rank of a division commander. And a lot of colonels will be promoted to brigadier general. And the point which I think should be made in fairness is that these are all temporary promotions, which can be rescinded at any time in the event of a lesser number of men. It's applying in the case of the Army what we did in the World War. Gave all sorts of people temporary rank because of the importance of command, and when the war was over, they reverted to their regular rank, just the same way in the Navy. We have a number of admirals and vice admirals. The title goes with the place, and as soon as you leave the place, you go back to where you were before. And there's only one thing. This is off the record at the request of Mr. Early, who was not promoted. He wanted me to call your special attention to his colleague, Mr. Watson, who was promoted. And there's a little half feeling in the office about it, but
is Tom Major General?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean by that?
What division will he command?
You see, the White House staff is getting so frightfully big.
Well, I just want to have any privates or
Oscars. You'll come to me afterwards. We'll work out your rank.
That's surprising. Is there any political significance that you wouldn't answer?
Political significance? Figure it out, please. I can't.
Mr. Dawson, have you decided on a director of the draft, sir?
Not yet.
Well, may I ask, have you decided whether it will be an officer of the Army or a civilian?
I can't tell you, Earl, because we have, this is off the record again, we have selected a person, and the question is whether he can accept the place. We have heard you.
Mr. President, as a report, the British are not as eager for the flying fortress as they once were because they have, the present flying fortress just have no rear gun turret, and that their negotiations now about this completed is the British get at least half of the present production of the new flying fortress. Do you have any thoughts back on that?
No going in the battle.
Mr. President, in view of the need of the national defense, you plan to put an embargo on export of oil?
You have to ask the State Department, certainly.
Mr. President, have you followed your customary procedure or procedure which has become customary in sealing up certain and sundry envelopes?
Yeah.
They're all sealed?
I got one right there on the desk.
Mr. President,
well, you know, I always understate things.
Mr. President, well, free entry of fish processed in Newfoundland by the General Seafood Company be a condition of leasing the base there?
Will of what?
Free entry of fish processed in Newfoundland by the General Seafood. Robin's Dory published in General Seafood. Robin's Dory published in Newfoundland to that effect, that it will be one of the conditions of leasing the Newfoundland.
Hey, looking back the other day, we were selecting sites, and fish were never mentioned. I didn't even ask them whether there were fish. I'm sorry.
Mr. President, now you have occasion to talk with or get any report from General Strong on his observations when he's seen in London?
I haven't seen him yet. I expect to see him tomorrow or Monday, Tuesday. I have a report. A summary, and the main report is now being written.
Mr. President.
I think it was really just the closure
of the world. I think it's a purely confidential summary.
Mr. President, have you had any reports from Admiral Hart at Shanghai?
I got something from the Navy. We get something from Shanghai at least once a day. Right along. For several years.
Is Major General Watson going to stay at the White House?
He's going to stay there?
Stay at the White House.
You mean do I have to give him a room? In the room at the
White House? Well, whatever. You said that when he goes to the place, he gets the rank, and he leaves it, he gives up the rank or something like that. I wonder whether there's going to be any change in his status.
No, it's just one of those rank stories. Nothing special. I'm on a great Kennedy. Well, I don't think there's any news on that piece. I haven't. I'm going to think about it. Same thing with the news. Same thing with the Naval Academy bought. No news yet. The celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Academy. Well, now, basically.
Mr. President, the last time an official party visited the Aberdeen Proving Ground, Lester Barlow attempted to knock over some doses to the point. Is he going to put on such a show for you with his new aerial torpedo?
I think there are no ghosts this trip. You keep letting me fade and grind.
Thank you, sir.
One second.
Did Missy call me about?
Yeah.
Did Missy call me about?